It is I, headed to the stand so I can give you all of the answers to your queries.
You're so pretty.
I had to down all of my socials, so I'm closing them all right now. Oops, I just closed that. That was closed. I don't think I need promo suite anymore, do I?
No, you good.
Okay, I just shut that in. also, got to say happy birthday to Jessica. That's Juicy J out there. Jessica Sanchez is celebrating her birthday, and she's one of the party posse out there.
Happy birthday.
Tend to have my libations with. Nice. So she is out there having a good time and turning up this morning. So happy birthday from the freaks. All right, let's see here. Who is going first?
Three questions in
the building. Three from y'all out there. I get one pass and one boomerang.
You know, Dobby was drunk all weekend for his birthday. So, you know, he thought about some crazy
out there
stuff.
Being all grown.
And you know what? I didn't even have to think about it this weekend because this stemmed from a conversation that we had last week. I know you are going to be tight and you just might plead the fifth on this one.
Really?
Because
early?
Early. And I know it's the first one. But this was something that I could tell last week when it came up. You did not want to talk about, so I waited till Monday.
And here it is.
I forget exactly what the topic was last week, but you said something about an artist who you brought to a concert that made everybody backstage turn their back to them. So nobody could see him. For whatever reason, when they were walking to the stage, everybody was forced to turn around. I don't remember that. But I would love for you to describe the situation and tell us who it was.
Damn, I really want to know who it is.
Oh,
you remember
man.
That conversation we had?
I remember we were talking about something, and oh, man.
I know. Really? I wrote it in my phone.
Because you know what? You know what? In our world of social media and sharing all of the plead the fifth stuff, it would just be really, really wrong.
Would it, though? Because you got some time. We could be asking some janky questions, right?
I know. That could be pretty messed up.
I may switch my question.
I mean, yeah, for real. Like, man, everybody try. I mean, there's been a few people do it. Like,
I plead the fifth. Five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were gonna cop out of this one. I couldn't do it, man. It's like because it was an artist that I really like, and it's like I don't.
It's just a moment in time, though.
But on socials now, everything that we say about folks just gets dragged, and it's like it becomes a thing. And so, you know, if this person, because I haven't seen it come out about, you know, people who've done shows with it,
right?
I've seen it done. I heard Elvis or somebody like that way back in the day used to do it. Mm. So then people started doing it as kind of like a
cool,
like a I'm on that level whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was really like everyone's like, come on, dog, really? Like, you know,
so it's a guy.
Yeah.
All right.
I ain't saying nothing else.
Okay.
All right. So you're next up, Amanda.
Yeah. This morning we were talking about OnlyFans. And we were talking about Ruby Rose and about how she's making a ton of money lately.
She's making a brick.
So I was thinking about you dating. Let's say you're out there dating and you found out that the chick you liked had a page like that. Would that be something you cared about? Would you try to get her to stop?
I'm dating her like she's my girl?
Yeah. Is that a no-go for you?
And it's just OnlyFans?
Mm-hmm. Because they subscribe to it. They're paying for it. It could be videos, could be pictures.
It's videos. From what I've heard, it's videos and photos.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can do other stuff, too, like calling them, like the cameo joints or whatever. Like,
yeah. Getting to know somebody.
That's a lot. If I'm dating you, I kind of know what you're about. Did I know that when I got with them? Or I just found it out? Oh, my God. Yeah,
it's right around that time.
And they make it 100 bands. I don't think I have the game to kind of push you off that. Like, I mean, if it's me, either I go or the 100,000 a week goes. Well, I believe they'll get rid of me.
I don't think the 100,000 a week is the norm. I think there's girls out here that are making like a car payment or things like that.
Yeah,
you know?
let's make it normal, not like she's a celebrity.
You know what? I gotta say, I respect your hustle. I mean, I would not want to have to explain what you do to my kids, but we're dating. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not married or nothing. And if we got married, then we would really have to readjust stuff.
Right.
But I mean, how you get your bag is how you get your bag.
So you could date somebody with that out there.
I mean, if you are out there doing that and whatever, and it's your cam business, I mean, I know people in the cam business who are great, great people.
Right.
So, and married and stuff. So I don't, you know what I'm saying? It's solo. So it's considered a solo thing. You're not out doing stuff with somebody.
Yeah.
But you're still in the adult kind of world.
I just didn't know if you could date somebody. I mean,
probably could. I mean, I need ends to meet. I need ends to meet. If your ends are meeting like that, then all right, we can discuss things. Mm-hmm. Everything is up for discussion when you paying bills.
Okay.
So that's what I feel.
All right.
All right. Buck Nasty is up.
Hi.
What up?
Hi.
So my mic wasn't on this whole time, but I didn't want to interrupt. I didn't know how to say it, like, kind of wave you down. And be like,
no, just wait. I'm not used to turning on mic 5.
It's all right. Okay. I'm not included. Okay. Sad face. So we meet a lot of people. You specifically talk to a lot of celebrities, a lot of artists.
Yeah.
So the one I think of the most is when you went to the ranch up in Wyoming and you got to see Kanye,
yeah.
Which I kind of was supposed to go with you, and that would have been super cool. I want to know, is there an artist that you've ever talked to ever in the history where maybe they said something to you and it really stuck with you and you constantly think about to this day?
Wow. An artist who said something to me. I mean, a few of them. The fact when Luda came in and he was just talking about ownership and talking about all of the stuff that, I mean, he was one of the few people who had their own plane when we had to book him. And he was like, he still wanted, it wasn't like, I got a luxury, so don't have to pay me. He was like, no, you're going to pay me like you would pay the normal plane. It's just Karma Airlines. I'm like, Karma Airlines? He's like, yeah, that's named after my daughter. And so I was just seeing how he was, I mean, he put everybody on around him, sent his best buddies to, instead of just letting them be security or whatever, he like put them through culinary art school. That's his chef. You know, his lawyer, his guy went to law school. That's his lawyer. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he built his team, but also didn't just let them rest on what they brought to the table. He gave them a path so they had, like, value to the team. So I always thought that was incredible to kind of raise the people up around you.
That's good.
You know, that was like a big thing. And then there was the Russell Simmons thing, but I don't really use Russell because Russell's got some charges.
Yeah.
So, you know, but he gave me – and it's really hard about that one because it's like the Luda one is a second one. Russell's was the power to zero, which was, like, major. And – kind of going through it because he's catching hell, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, it is plead the fifth time. We got 3 out of the way so far. Dobby wanted to know which artist made us turn our backs to so they could get up on stage and all that stuff. And when we heard them go on stage, we got to turn around and they were on. I played out on that. Meredith wanted to know if I could holler at somebody with an OnlyFans account. Which, yeah, like if you're making, I said $100,000 a week. Dobby said it ain't really that Ruby Rose kind of numbers, but still. And the best advice that stuck with me from a celeb was that Ludacris, build your team up around you, make them valuable type of thing. Let's see here. So I have no passes left, but got a boomerang and got 3 coming from the audience. Let's see what we got.
Orlando, when was the last time you were in a face-to-face interview with someone or with an artist and something was off about them? You don't describe them. Just mention what the issue was and how you felt and how you dealt with it.
The strangest ones were, there was 2 of them that we had, and they said, don't mention who it is.
Yeah, they said, don't describe them. Just mention what the issue was and how you dealt with it.
The issue was that both of these people were coked up.
Okay.
Out of their mind. They were on, like, some heavy narcotics and had been out all night.
Wow.
And we were brought in to do an interview with them. And it's early for us. And this person had been out all night and, like, all into this, like, cocaine thing. And I don't have a lot of experience around people with cocaine, so I didn't know, like, how weird they were acting. I was like, why are they acting so spastic and so, like, all over the place? And then it was that they had been up all night doing it. And we haven't had those 2 comedians back since then. Mm. So I, as far as dealing with it, I kept it tight. Like, every time I asked them something, I knew I was going to get 1 answer, and then I was going to get a bunch of trail off afterwards. So I would just ask the question, laugh at it, and then change the subject so where everybody could like be part of it, and they could just be, instead of being the focal point of the interview, they could just be part of the
right
the side items or whatever. And so they just kind of laughed it off and blah blah blah. And
oh, freak show memories.
We ended we ended it pretty tight.
Yeah,
you know, like we had, that was a very fast couple of interviews.
Mm-hmm.
With those
sure was.
Comedians.
Orlando, another question for you. Orlando is always claiming that men get the shaft for Father's Day, birthdays, and Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
So this person would like to know if Jen, to make it up to you for all those bad gifts that she's given to you in the past, would she allow you to have a threesome with two of her friends? And if so, who would you pick?
That is such a long question. Okay, so to make up for
bad gifts,
would she let me have a threesome?
Yeah, and
with
if,
two of her friends.
And who would you pick?
Would she let me? I mean, I don't think she would give like a go sign, but I don't think she would care either. Like, but if it was for with two of her friends,
that was
like
the
that would make it
end.
Awkward.
That would make a foursome too.
So she wouldn't be in it. So to make up for it, she wouldn't be in it. It'd just be like,
so.
Hey, can I have the clearance to go bang out two of your friends?
Yeah, it says with two of her friends, and right. Who are those friends?
Let's see. okay. She has quite a few friends, but she has a friend named Shannon. Shannon got these crazy eyes, and she's dope. And plus she's cool too, but she's sexy.
Okay.
Like, yeah, she would be in the mix.
Okay.
She has and I don't have a pass.
No,
right.
Sure don't.
She has a friend who is really cute. Named Christy.
Mm-hmm.
And Christy was one of our bridesmaids.
Oh, great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I always thought, I mean, her mom is dope. Everybody's dope. I just always, like, really liked her as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's married, family, lives away out of town. Ain't nothing.
Ain't listening.
Ain't listening. You know what I'm saying? So ain't hearing that.
Perfect.
But like, I always thought she was really dope and cute and really cute.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would be probably those two friends. That's a lot. that's not cool.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Y'all
got a boomerang coming, boy. Y'all gave y'all the goods. Y'all got a boomerang coming. All right.
Orlando,
yes,
it said,
sir.
When was the last time that Davi and Meredith made you mad, but you didn't tell them, and what did they do?
Oh, I'm sure this happens a lot.
like Thursday.
Wednesday.
It was like Wednesday.
What are we doing?
Both of y'all. Because I said something, but I ain't say something. Because I was like, all right, listen. Maybe everybody don't understand. So when we came back to the studio and Meredith came back, we have this rule where you wipe down the studio beforehand. And then when you get done with the show, you wipe down the studio and the next person comes in and wipes it down again. So now you have back-to-back sanitizing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so like each at the end of our shows, it's back-to-back. So it's really, really tight. So like the first week that Meredith was back, y'all was just leaving.
Yeah, I didn't
know. And I was like, hey, what the hell? So I put it up on the door in bigger letters, and I put it up everywhere, like where everybody can see you're supposed to wipe it down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, why I got to be the little bee, and I got to wipe down everybody's area in here. Babs is waiting for me over there. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm doing all they stuff. And, like, Davi takes the paperwork. Meredith goes off to go do whatever she got to do. And I'm in here wiping everybody's stuff down. So I was like, all right. So last week, they did it a couple times. And then, like, Thursday, they walked out again. And I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. This is a rule. I'm like, this is a CDC guideline. Damn it. And I was getting heated. And I was like, you know what? I ain't doing this no more. I said it, and then Meredith was like, oh, yeah, I'm going out to get a wipe. And I'm like,
I put my purse on in the other studio.
Yeah,
and then I came back.
Y'all, it's y'all responsibility to be wiping down this studio every day.
But nobody sits in my spot.
It don't matter.
I'm the only person that sits
but
here.
But it's still a cleaning thing. You got to clean it. We clean it at the beginning of the show and at the end of the show. You can't skip cleanings. You can't do it.
Nobody sits here.
You can't do it. You don't know who's going to sit there.
Nobody.
Somebody might. Somebody might.
Why?
Somebody might come in.
They ain't
he
supposed
might
to be.
Traffic director come in here, nah. And like, boom, there you go.
They ain't essential.
Nah. All right, so wait, so I get the boomerang.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What were the questions again? I know the first three.
What's the last thing that you did, basically, that made us mad? That would be a good one.
Yeah. The celebrity that had an awkward moment.
Ooh. Awkward moment.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll do that.
The awkward moment?
I got it.
I'll do that.
Down.
Celebrity awkward moment that you had.
Easy. That's an easy one.
He's
for
breathing because he's like, man, I really thought.
I was going to run. I was going to leave
what?
The room.
I'll take that back.
No.
No. No, because y'all didn't answer yet. I want to know what two friends of your partner would you tear down in a threesome if they had to allow it because of whatever reason?
See, it was Dobby's birthday yesterday.
Yeah, and I ain't get no threesome.
He ain't get no threesome. But if you did.
Well, I've been thinking about this friends? Because I already knew you were going to boomerang this.
I wasn't, but when I saw him breathing easy, I'm like, yeah, I got to make him answer.
All right, so.
Yeah, Bucky ruined it all.
Yeah.
My girl got a fine friend that we talk about from time to time.
Jenny.
She fine. Yeah. And so she would definitely be in the room. And then my girl also has this fine friend who I've never met. I ain't going to front like I met her because she lives in El Salvador. But she, I guess El Salvador has a version of, what's the show with the briefcases? With the numbers and the briefcases,
yeah,
with all the models.
Deal or no deal.
Deal or no deal. So there's a Salvadorian version of deal or no deal. And like one of her best friends is like one of the suitcase ladies.
Carry that case, girl.
And she carries it well.
Carry that case, girl. And really? She's on TV?
Yeah, she's on TV.
Y'all can't get her over here either, huh? It's hard to travel.
She wants to come over, but she wants to like come to Cali. So it's hard to be like, while you're in Cali, come to Florida. It hasn't worked out.
Man, tell her we here. we got all kind of cases.
Yeah, we got cases.
We got cases.
Here.
We got all kind of cases. All right, Meredith. Or Buck, who's going next?
Oh, no.
Buck
ain't going.
What do you mean you ain't going? You don't get to tap out.
Oh, I get to tap out.
No, you don't.
Look, I've been playing Plead the Fifth for like 2 years now, and I've never got to Plead the Fifth. So I've got them backlogged for years.
No.
And I'm pulling them out of the briefcase, slamming them on the table.
You got two ladies who are your wife's friends.
I understand the question.
Right. Do you have these people in mind?
No, there are no people.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean there are no people?
There are no. The answer from
her. I mean, if she
her,
was giving you a pass.
She wouldn't.
But right. But in this imaginary thing.
No imagination. She isn't.
What?
There's no pass.
She don't have no friends.
There's no way. No, she has no friends.
She has no sisters.
No.
She has no aunts.
Mm-mm, mm-mm, mm-mm.
No grandmothers.
No, I'm not trying to die. I'm not trying to die
tonight. The nail lady. Like, it's got to be somebody. Who would be the one?
They're not at home.
You've never been walking by something with your girl and be like, look at that lady.
At this point, I would sleep with one of her guy friends before giving you an answer for a female.
Okay, well, give me two of the guy friends.
Yeah.
Give me two of the guys.
Oh, so now I got to pretend I'm gay. And
I mean, hey,
you got
to answer the question. Which would be the two gay guys, the two guys that you would holler at out of her friends?
Buck being in this room.
Oh, my
God.
You're
in the room.
You wanted to be in the room.
Yeah.
You are in the room now. Let's
remember
get
5 minutes ago you talking about my mic ain't even on.
Hey,
your mic is on
right now.
I don't even know. She didn't even have guy friends either.
All right, you got to think about that because if you're going to be you and I go, we're going to have, that's where I have Josh in here. Shooting this stuff. Yeah, you gotta have to come up with an answer.
Sleep in.
All right, Meredith.
All right, I'm a man up.
Man up.
I'm a man up.
Man up.
Buck.
What?
Okay. I'm a man up.
And this is uncomfortable for you. You've just had a child with your husband.
And I would never want to make, you know, anybody upset. But
and these friends probably looking at you, too, because you got a lot of goodness right now.
Who are you throwing it back on?
I think these are going to be obvious ones, at least in my eyes and in our relationship.
Anthony knows you want to bang his friend?
No, that's not what I said.
That's what it sounded like.
That's what it sounded like to me.
No, haven't thought about that. But since you asked the question, I'm going to pick his friend, Bill.
Big Bill in the streets. They call him BB.
That's our man with the taco spot.
Oh, the dude that came in here with the tacos. And he cooked.
And he's known your man friends for like ever.
Ever. Yep. Ever. They've been best friends for forever.
You gonna bang his
butt? No, that's not what I said.
Bill with the burritos.
Yeah. That's Grumpy Gringo. That's who that is.
If I have to pick somebody, that
if
would
y'all
be
go into
somebody.
The taco spot, then you make sure you see Bill and you say, hey, Bill, I heard Matt put that ham on you. That's the Grumpy Gringo guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still got another one.
All right,
and then I'll pick his other friend who just got engaged, by the way. So this may not be okay, but I'll just name him Anthony.
Anthony. You ain't even got to call out a different name.
Good for my memory.
Bill and Anthony.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. There you go.
Oh, man. There you go. Yeah. All right.
That's how you answer the question.
End of the show.
That's right. I music.
Come on, Buck. Come on,
Buck.
Come on, Buck. You don't want it. You don't want Steve to be mad we went to these spots late because we waiting on you. We waiting on you right here.
All right, look,
you got to tell us two people.
The answer is she has no female friends.
No, but I mean,
that I would go.
Y'all have been to work functions together.
Yeah.
Y'all have been to like different stuff because she's an exec. You know what I'm saying? She's had to take care of you to a couple things. So pick two names. Of people that you would tear down if she gave you the pass to take two people?
My answer is I am turning gay, and I'm selecting two of her guy friends to hang out and hug. We're just going to bro it up.
Y'all going to hug.
We're going to hug.
Can we at least get kisses?
Put your pants off. You're going to hug.
Yeah, y'all got to have your pants off. Y'all have to have that.
I don't want to play this game.
Yeah. So who are these guys?
I'm going to pick Mike. I'm going to pick my boy Mike.
Mike, what? Now, what about Mike makes him get on the
show? Why is he so good?
Why is Mike so good?
See, me and Mike, we bond because we both have kids and we both laugh about the small stuff.
So, okay. So it won't be like just sexual. Y'all have something to like discuss.
We have stuff in common. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got that. All right.
And now, then my other boy. I'm going to have to go with... No, I'll do my boy Andrew.
Andrew. And now, why does Andrew get in the threesome?
Now Andrew is a really good-looking guy.
I swear to God, I thought you were going to say Orlando and Dobby.
No, I should have. No, my hands are too thick. You want somebody with smaller digits. I plead the fifth. It's a wrap. It's done. Yes. I'm very upset that I gave away that pass early, all right?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.